I've entitled this word for the day, walking in the light. And I'm reading from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 to 24. You have not come, as the people of Israel came, to what you can feel, to Mount Sinai with its blazing fire, the darkness and the gloom, the storm, the blast of a trumpet and the sound of a voice. When the people heard the voice, they begged not to hear another word, because they could not bear the order which said, if even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, I am trembling and afraid. Instead, you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of a living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, with its thousands of angels. You have come to the joyful gathering of God's firstborn sons, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, who is the judge of all mankind, and to the spirits of good people made perfect. You have come to Jesus, who arranged the new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that promises much better things than does the blood of Abel. Have you ever been caught in a violent storm? Darkness covers everything about you. Lightning flashes in the sky, followed by violent winds and torrential rain. Crackling thunder awakes all around you. You begin to wonder about your safety and what's going to happen next. The next morning, the sounds have vanished. The sun has risen. Calm has returned. Birds begin to sing in the sunshine. Is this the same world? The difference between the frightening darkness of the night storm and the brightness of the calm sunshine of the new day? It's incredible. The author of Hebrews remembers the time when the Israelites had an experience of Mount Sinai so dark and so stormy, they hid in fear. We read this in Exodus chapter 20, verses 18 and 19. For them, meeting with God felt dark, terrifying. This was because as sinful people, the Israelites couldn't live up to God's standards. Their sin made them afraid when they met with God. They knew that they had been walking in the darkness. We read in today's passage of Hebrews 12. But God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. John assures us in chapter 1 verse 5. But as we read in Hebrews 12, Mount Sinai is given as a picture of our new life before we trusted God, full of self and confusion and darkness. Mount Zion, on the other hand, is a picture of new life in Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant for the agreement with God, we read in verses 22 to 24. Whoever follows Jesus and puts their trust and their faith in him will never walk in darkness, but will have light of life. Because as Christians, we are following the teachings of love, the teachings of Jesus. I want to assure you, if today you're going through a difficult time, as life often brings, with darkness all around you, please remember to put your trust, your faith in him. Hand your problems to him in prayer. For scripture assures us that he has taken us from darkness to light, and he will be with us always through our trials, through our temptations, through all the storms around us. God is with you. And remember that Jesus lights the way ahead. bless you on this day.